that touch. You were in my arms, soaking up that young love. Never been that far down to 1 a.m. Listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Out of that last Bud Light in the pocket, that two-tone halftime, my heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile, I was done with the girl I lost, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. Listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone halftime, my heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile, I was done with the girl I want, straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. The presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. During the first and maybe only debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in Philadelphia last night, Trump claiming that the Middle East will be destroyed if Harris wins the election.
The whole place is going to get blown up. Arabs, Jewish people, Israel will be gone.
And the vice president saying of Russia,
if Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now. And understand what that would mean, because Putin's agenda is not just about Ukraine.
As for the analysis, Chris Christie, the former Republican governor of New Jersey, says in his opinion, Harris was prepared and Trump was not.
She laid traps and he chased every rabbit down every hole instead of talking about the things that he should have been talking about. This is the difference between someone who's well prepared and someone who's unprepared. Whoever did debate prep for Donald Trump should be fired.
This is ABC News. Strong winds pushing three growing wildfires in Southern California. Eric Sherwin with the San Bernardino County Fire Department in Wrightwood.
These winds are gusty. They moderate at times, allow our crews to get into those neighborhoods, set up point defense, do what we can, move out when the fire activity gets too great, and then we re-engage in between.
That county dealing with two big fires, the Line Fire at over 32,000 acres, now 14% contained, and the Bridge Fire has crossed the county border, burning over 34,000 acres there and in Los Angeles County, and is 0% contained. Keurig is now on the hook for a fine that could buy over 2 million K-Cups, the coffee giant agreeing to pay $1.5 million for misleading claims about just how recyclable those little K-Cups actually are. And your Mega Millions ticket is not a winner unless you happen to buy it in Sugarland, Texas. One ticket sold there, hitting all numbers, taking the $800 million jackpot. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court rules the boy accused of killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls more than 2 years ago will be tried as an adult. James Kelly reports.
The decision was originally made by a Chippewa County judge, and a three-judge panel in the Court of Appeals ruled to uphold that decision due to the seriousness of the offense. Their ruling states that the defense failed to show that a reversal waiver would not depreciate the seriousness of the offenses. The now 16-year-old suspect is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault.
I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering a request to open guardianship records for some voters. A conservative activist is trying to find ineligible voters and cast doubt on the 2020 election. Justices heard arguments in the case on Tuesday. The court's not expected to issue a ruling before the November election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday, September 11th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Phillips Public Library, North Central Technical College will be hosting a community tech time with basic technology help sessions. It is free, and no registration is required. They can help you with setting up your new electronic device, or if you're interested in learning more about technology. Their instructor, Kathy, is going to teach you how to use your smartphone, tablet, or computer, including how to set up your device, basic maneuvering, and how to download apps. Bring your own device to this class for personalized technology support. If you have any questions, you can contact NTC's Phillips campus by calling 715-339-4555. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Tough night to hit, but still it was a pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
98 Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July noon, saw everything, my first taste of when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Sweet. kids have grown over now. Years since they've seen the plow. There's nothing time hasn't touched. Is it really him or the loss of my innocence? I've been missing so much.
Whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, my devil in her angel eyes, a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. Saturday night she's rocking out by the bonfire, flirting from that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, my oh why. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. There's a little bit of devil.
I'm Post Malone.
Definitely the hottest.
You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. It ain't your place.
It's just this great music.
98Q Country.
The sun is hot and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime. But it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. In a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. And I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday, 9-page slide.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, it's sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Malone and Blake Shelton there here on 98Q Country. Good morning. Good morning, Northwoods of Wisconsin, and to everybody listening through the free Civic Media app. Greg Gunderson here. I'll be hanging out with you this morning and through the rest of the week. Joel has taken a few days off. I've got my buddy Toby in the studio, though, a dog I recently adopted with my girlfriend. So my apologies if you hear a bark here and there. He's a little bit of a goofball. But come on in, see Toby in his little donut. He had surgery recently, so we've got to keep an eye on him as he heals. We'll take a look at the whole world today. I don't mean we'll be on Google Earth. I mean, we'll just talk about a few things here and there. There was a debate last night. I will say it is one of the all-time debates. And I will not commit any further than that. We've got a busy day here on 98Q Country as well. It's Wednesday, of course, so that means reality radio. We'll hear from Craig Bader right around 8:15-ish. We may hear from Darren Patterson, the athletic director up there at the Shawamigan School District. We'll hear from Scott Schultz of the YMCA, get an update on the construction going on here in Park Falls. Kelly Meredith will stop in around about 9 o'clock. Of course, Kelly, the owner of Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio, but she'll be here talking to us about the Butternut Historical Society. We've got Ron from Nemuth Implement coming in, always a delight. I've got a local organic farmer. I've got to check on whether they've got the certification on that yet. I know you've got to go through about 83 inspections before you can be certified organic, but non-GMO local pig farmers. I toured the farm last week. We'll hear from Isaiah from Wolf Farms. And lastly, at some point in the morning, we'll hear from Sleep in Heavenly Peace and about what they bring to the local community. It's going to be a busy day here. Reality radio, even notwithstanding. What else did we have going on? Colorado man found deceased in the Grand Canyon over the weekend, the 15th one this year. That heat wave that's been striking generally over the Southwest is taking a nasty effect. Protesters in Mexico flooded a Senate building demanding during the debate of a controversial judicial overhaul, some scary changes according to the people being made to their judicial process. What else do we got here? I'm gonna find some happier news. This is just a really depressing list. This is a lot of international news as well, so it's not necessarily things that affect the backyard. We'll focus on around home today, and we'll talk to a lot of people, a lot of business owners, a lot of local organizations this morning. That'll all start at 8 o'clock. We'll be bringing you country hits left and right. I've got an update from Civic Media News and ABC News coming up in just a second here, and then it looks like, who do we got? Florida Georgia Line, Josh Turner. Those are the people we want to hear from. I'm going to get some slightly smileier news. We won't ignore everything that's going on, but I think we can do a little bit better on this. Florida Georgia Line coming up after this.
This is a special report from ABC News. The presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. During the first and maybe only debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in Philadelphia last night, Trump claiming that the Middle East will be destroyed if Harris wins the election.
The whole place is going to get blown up. Arabs, Jewish people, Israel will be gone.
And the vice president saying of Russia,
if Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now. And understand what that would mean, because Putin's agenda is not just about Ukraine.
As for the analysis, Chris Christie, the former Republican governor of New Jersey, says in his opinion, Harris was prepared and Trump was not.
She laid traps and he chased every rabbit down every hole instead of talking about the things that he should have been talking about. This is the difference between someone who's well prepared and someone who's unprepared. Whoever did debate prep for Donald Trump should be fired.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
An appeals court rules the boy accused of killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls more than 2 years ago will be tried as an adult. James Kelly reports.
The decision was originally made by a Chippewa County judge, and a 3-judge panel in the Court of Appeals ruled to uphold that decision due to the seriousness of the offense. Their ruling states that the defense failed to show that a reversal waiver would not depreciate the seriousness of the offenses. The now 16-year-old suspect is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering a request to open guardianship records for some voters. A conservative activist is trying to find ineligible voters and cast doubt on the 2020 election. Justices heard arguments in the case on Tuesday. The court's not expected to issue a ruling before the November election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Fifield Fire Hall, the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters are holding an exciting fire prevention and fire safety event for kids. You can bring the kids for a day of crafts, games, and insightful conversations with their dedicated fire department team. Lunch will be provided by the department, so come with an appetite, and don't miss this chance to have fun and learn with your family. The Friends of the Fifield Firefighters have a Facebook event that you can join to let them know that you will be attending. Again, this is this Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Fifield Fire Hall for a fire prevention and fire safety event with lunch provided. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Tough night to hit, but still it was a pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Feeling like fall this week, people putting on jackets, football starting, bear hunting, and geese flying overhead. Well, we're going to get into those early fall patterns, but now Mother Nature's throwing us a heat wave, and it's going to be in the 80s and worse over the next 5 days. So the fluctuation in temperature has been making it frustrating for fishermen. It's been very unpredictable with the fishing. The largemouth bass and the bluegill should be picking up with the warm weather. The largemouth, look for them in 8 to 12 feet of weeds. A variety of techniques will work. Creature baits have been productive, and topwater should be productive with the warm weather. It's been quite a week in terms of anglers on the lakes in the past few days due to the cooler temperatures and a lot of wind earlier in the week. Hope to get more anglers out fishing in the coming days so we can get some more reports. With Wisconsin bow deer season, fall turkey and grouse all opening this weekend, good luck to you guys going out hunting, and we do have a small amount of hunting supplies if you need to get something. This has been Dave for Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real-person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh,
Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
98Q Country.
Straw beer shimmer on hot lips, silver buckle hanging off her hips. I sparkle when she smiles, shine down on the radio dial. Homemade jar of lemon drop, take a sip, don't stop, girl. You know I love it when you get to shine on. You and me be rocking all night long. Summer sky dripping rhinestones, turn your party lights on, baby, get you shine on, shine. Tucked in a console, riding high, roll up on the down low. Feeling lucky, got hooked up with some Kentucky Clear. So slide that little sugar shaker.
Turn the lights down low and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry, we can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now, you don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Q Country.
The roads got me rolling 6 days a week. Whole lot of work and not much sleep. But I love what I do. Yeah, I know it's what I signed up for. Chasing dreams from shore to shore. Seeing some come true. But now and then I need to stop the spinning of the world. Yeah. And I need a little you time, you time, red wine, sipping in the moonlight. Your touch, your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365. But sometimes I need just a little. I love what you do. You bring a smile to every face. You make this world a better place. You light up every room. But girl, now don't you know sometimes I want you to myself. With no one else. Yeah, you time, red wine, sipping in the moonlight. Your touch, your skin, your lips. Sometimes I need just a little bit of me. And you time, you time, you time. Yeah, you time, you time, you time.
One of us, that's Scotty McCreery with You Time. Joel, having interviewed Scotty once upon a time, I have a savior in the studio here with me, Greg Gunderson, covering for Joel this morning, doing reality radio as best I can. Please forgive me for any silliness. Silliness indeed, like our very own Austin Brume. Good morning, Austin. How's it going today?
Good morning. That felt like a very backhanded introduction.
It absolutely was. Austin actually just hooked me up real good with an awesome smoothie that I absolutely chugged. Mine is gone. Yours looks all the better. But Austin and Austin's grandmother, shout out to you. Thank you so much. Make great smoothies, and I needed one today. So
they're wonderful smoothies, because sometimes you don't want to eat, but you need some to get your system up and running.
Yeah, I feel like I've consumed one of the Super Mario World mushrooms. I feel like I'm just a little bit, yeah, all
right. That is the best comparison.
Ready to rock. Ready to rock. Okay. So I found a little bit happier news. I don't know if you were listening in earlier. I was going through this particular list of news. Don't like read any of it, but take a look, just briefly skim, and then move on to the next paragraph. Yeah. I just thought, you know what? I think I can do better than this. This is the most depressing set of news I've ever seen. And it was mostly international, so it wasn't anything that would affect us. Otherwise, I would share it. But it's a lot of just like this bad burn stuff, victim, yeah. That drone strike, this, yeah.
It's like you read through this and it's like, oh.
So I went digging and found a couple, well, not better, but something a little more lighthearted, perhaps. A 41-year-old of Apopka, Florida, chugged 25 beers in 5 hours. Okay, we're relatable so far. Got into his car to drive home. Okay, no longer relatable. At some point, he must have realized he was in no shape to drive and did the right thing by parking and sleeping it off in the left turn lane of a busy road. So we've got a good start here.
Heart was in the right place, but no other part of him was.
Yeah, no kidding. Police officer approached, saw the man fast asleep, observed that the driver was barefoot except a sock on one foot. We're back to relatable again.
Yep, been there.
Four bottles of Corona in the passenger seat. The driver failed a field sobriety test and refused a breath test, which I think he might like catch an extra charge for that, but it didn't matter because he admitted to the 25 beers being consumed. Wasn't really necessary. He was arrested and charged with drunk driving. Florida, party capital of the world. Please.
I mean, at least he was honest, I guess.
Please enjoy responsibly. That is not responsibly, but yeah. Wow.
Always have some kind of a ride prepared if you're going to be enjoying beverages.
So like I said, not good news, but certainly better
not,
than the...
Not on this level.
I think I want to get this framed and then pack it away, you know? Like, this deserves enshrinement, but not attention. This
honestly,
set of news.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, in two words in a row, it was protests, deceased person in a park, drone strike, burn victim, violence, and a drone strike.
It's all stuff that nobody really needs to hear on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Northwoods of Wisconsin. We've got beautiful weather coming throughout the day today. We can look forward to that. And a check of the weather twice an hour here on 98Q Country. I'll be hanging out with you this morning and... not saving you from the worst of the news. You can still find it if you want to go out there. But these are, like I said, these are all international points that don't affect the backyard up here in the Northwoods. We'll start reality radio at 8. I'll be hanging out with Austin. Might talk to Big G today. I think he wanted to talk to Lena's today. But we've got a whole slate of guest appearances. Maybe no celebrities, but a lot of awesome local businesses, organizations. Austin, what do you have for us today? Any breaking news you can share with us that hasn't hit the airwaves quite yet?
Nothing that I'm aware of, honestly.
The way he blinked so slowly after I asked, that tells me everything I needed to know. I've got a couple more songs for you. We'll have some Clint Black coming up, a little bit of Josh Grayson, and then we will check in one more time before Focus on the Family. It's 98Q Country. Here's Clint Black.
Still would not be mine, so I'll keep a tight grip. on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking my supply, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
How long live cowgirls? Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98 Q Country.
Time, break time, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, a real light, green light. Go all fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you. Fallen head over heels, hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose.
Just trying to get me, baby, with me.
Josh Grayson, nothing to lose here on 98Q Country. I've got Austin Brume here with me. Good morning, Austin. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
One word answer.
Yep.
I'm calling you out. We've got more than enough room for like seven words. Give me.
To be fair, at least I didn't sit here and go, good. It was, no, I'm doing good.
That's.
How
that's,
about yourself there, sir?
Good. I'm good.
See? Some days that's just all you have to say. No, I'm doing good.
The tension, the apparent tension in the studio. No, we're just hanging out here. We've got a whole bunch of guests coming at 8 o'clock, so we're taking it kind of easy this morning. I'll check in with some news and some light sports updates. I'm kind of taking a look at whether we think Kirk Cousins is completely washed up and similar notes from across the NFL. Of course, the Brewers taking the win last night. I'm pretty horribly versed in MLB in general. Honestly, pretty rough with it. How good are you with baseball?
I'm not. The most I do is I pay attention to local sports.
Fair enough. Well, we'll touch on some local sports too. We might be hearing from Darren Patterson later this morning. Not sure. Either way, I'm sure we'll catch some updates. There were a couple sporting events. Let me get
big stretch.
Thanks. Okay. So yeah, yesterday it was Abbotsford. Schwamigan volleyball team took on Abbotsford. There was JV, JV2, and a varsity game. So hopefully we can find an update on those. We've got more local sports starting tomorrow. We've got cross country at Cameron and JV volleyball at Chautauqua Weyerhauser. Friday, it's varsity football. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles taking on Prentice here in Park Falls. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff, which we'll have over on 103.1 Trail Mix because the Loggers are playing here on 98Q Country at the same time. After the Loggers game, I know we will be diving right into the Brewers, who have a game that day. Let's see here. Saturday, it's Brewers again. We'll worry about the weekend when we come to it. Noon kickoff for the Packers. That we'll talk plenty about today.
Absolutely.
Because you get two doses of me. If it weren't for Travis Creeley, you'd have me for 13 hours straight today, and I think that would drive us all insane. So
Gray himself included.
I'll go home and take a midday nap. Oh, it's already starting. I'm unwinding. You know what?
Caffeine kicked in, and unfortunately, none of the rest of you did.
I need to dive off. It's time for Focus on the Family.
I was watching a news program the other day when the host started talking about the breakdown of the family and its impact on the culture. He said the country is dividing into those who love their fathers and those who hate their fathers. What a powerful statement, and I think he's right. The data shows that problems like drugs, violence, and racial injustice can be traced directly to the breakdown of the family. According to the census, 1 in 4 children in the United States today has no father living at home. And that number has been rising for decades, and the consequences are unfolding before our eyes. Children without a dad at home are more likely to struggle in reading, spelling, and math. They're also more likely to repeat a grade or to drop out of high school or college. Poor education keeps people stuck in a cycle of poverty. Fatherlessness is also creating millions of young men and women who feel bitter, angry, and betrayed. Left unchecked, those feelings can lead to destructive behavior. The first solution is to forgive your father for his failures. You don't have to excuse anything he's done, but you can find peace in your heart and not feel tethered to his mistakes. The second solution is for guys to rise up and be men. Have some integrity. Be present in the lives of your own children. The bottom line is this: our culture can only be as strong as its families, and a family can only be as strong as its father. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
We've got Pete with us from Wheel
Wheelway in Fifield and some big, big news going on at Wheelway. Pete, I'm just going to let you fill us in, okay? What do you got going on here?
Huge fall savings going on. We're having our last final year-end sale. You're not going to want to miss it. We got some great deals. Every car is marked thousands of dollars off. Payments as low as $199 per month right now. Sale starts September 17th and ends at 5 o'clock on September 23rd, Monday.
Plus, you got a chance for them to win something else too, right?
Oh, guaranteed winner, $20,000. We want to pay it out. Somebody's going to have in their mailbox a $20,000 guaranteed check, plus many other prizes, as well as many, many discounts off service.
There's one sitting there in somebody's box, Pete. It's guaranteed. It's there, right?
It's guaranteed. Can you imagine? It's in their mailbox, on the kitchen table, in their car, $20,000 guaranteed winner.
They can always call down to Wheelway.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the night.